It's time for the Northern Michigan High School Sports Scoreboard Show on Up North Sports Radio, presented by Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. Now here's your host, Rich Culkin.
All right, and welcome to WGRY 101.1's Bill Marsh Automotive Group Scoreboard Show. We're going to go over all the Friday night action and preview some of the, we even have a Saturday game coming up. I'm Chad Patterson in for Jerry Coyne, and I'm going to turn it over to the great voice of Traverse City West Titans, Rich Culkins.
All right, Chad. Thank you very much, buddy. Boy, week five in the record books now, and one of the great weeks of high school football around the North. And so that you guys, Chad, of course, you've been doing the Grayling games now for, what, 4 years?
Oh, yeah. This is my fifth year, yep.
Fifth year. Wow. Okay. So you guys played Kingsley last night. What a great game that was. I mean, all the talk about it, everything. Close game. Grayling battled. Came up on the short end of a 24-20 score, but there's a lot more detail to that than what meets the eye. So, but we're going to get into that probably in our second interview. Before, we'll get a hold of Coach Eric Tunney in just a bit. But first off, let's start with the interview that we had with Coach Greg Vaughn of the victorious TC West Titans with a big 40-0 win over Alpena last night. Yeah, and in this interview here, Tom Devitt and I were going over Coach Vaughn, and obviously quite happy with the victory, but also lots of coaching points along the way.
Points tonight, but again, that defense, when it needs to, man, it stands tall in the biggest moments.
Yeah, I as a coach, you're never satisfied, right?
Right.
And, we still have a bad taste from last week. It got better after this game. But the old coach in me, I'm not quite there yet. And I told Jason Morrow after the game, I'm like, it tastes a little bit better, but we're not there yet. But, the great thing is this last week, and Kyler brought it up, we had our scout teams probably give us the best look they've ever given us. And it was starters deciding to go over there and make us better. And there's a couple guys that jumped off practice film. We're like, holy cow, we didn't know that kid could do that.
Right.
And, we keep pressing upon them. The best teams, if your practices are harder than the games, you're going to do pretty well. And, this week we got some great looks. Some kids really came after it, hunkered down, focused, and, wanted to get back to work.
And it was really good to see a lot of the kids get so much playing time tonight. And a couple of kids that stood out to Tom and I is Vin Soferdine got in there in the second half. Man, he was really in there defensively. And then Cody Oaks with that big pick six, 49 yards out.
Yeah, it's hard, guys. We knew going into this season our first four games were going to be, really hard games. And with the way the playoffs are, it's no longer six wins you're in.
Right.
It's the playoff points. And so you have to go out and attack and get as many wins as you can. And so it's really difficult in a program when you start off that way that there's a lot of kids that did not get playing time in the first four games or haven't got very much. And,
right,
they can kind of get down. So being able to come in a game like this and be able to get kids in, we've been bringing our JV kids up for the game to get that fifth quarter in all season long. Two of the kids, Kyler's been with us full time the whole season, Parker and Isaac. We just felt like this week, bringing them up, our freshman JV had to combine because Alpena doesn't have a freshman team. It was a great week to bring them up and get some more reps and just getting everyone in. It's generally a pretty good feeling.
Do you have a set point or just go play it by ear as to when you're going to start these substitutions? Because it seemed like you started early tonight and got a lot of guys in.
So we talked about offense and defense and special teams, obviously, and there's a couple kids. Isaac can punt, but he's left-footed, where Kyle McCrum is right-footed. There's no secret on that, so I'm not letting any cat out of the bag. But both of them can punt, and if you notice on our punt team, they were both out there. So we can just shift one guy back and go either way with it. So we try to get some kids out on that. And then offensively, you always need to have offensive linemen ready to go. And so coming in, me coaching the O-line, my thought was I don't want a wholesale change. I want to move one guy in at a time. Danny was a little sick this week, and so, we had some kids step up and do some really good things and felt like they deserved a chance to kind of start the game, and then we rotated through. So that just helps you down the road, and that's something that at the places I've been that we've been very, very good. You're able to do that, and when you get to playoffs and all of a sudden a kid goes down, someone can step in and help you out. So this was a game, yes, where we were trying to get a bunch of kids in to get them reps.
Yeah. So Robinson played in the backfield quite a bit. Were you pleased with his performance?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, here's the other thing is we're a one tailback offense. You know, we're not key anymore with three tailbacks back there.
Right.
And we've kind of got a stable of running backs that we could run in there. You know, we've got Michael Skirmahorn. You got Aiden Camps done very well. Remy Schultz, we're always trying to get back there. Louie, you know, Aiden Lewandowski, he's another kid. And then you got Robertson, who
right.
we look at in practice and say, hey, we need to get that kid in the game too. But
we're
you get
to
five and six
reps.
Guys deep, you know, how do you get it to him, you know, that much? So, he's a kid that we've been looking at, and we like what he can do. Luckily, he's a junior. We can, you know, we get him next year, but we'd like to continue to get as much experience for him as we can.
And coach, you hit such a key point by playing more kids like that, and then during they practice harder than during the week as well. If they know they're going to get playing time, or they're just coming off a game where they got a lot of playing time, because it keeps them mentally fresh and involved.
Well, it does. They're kids, right?
Yeah.
At heart, they're kids. And you know, we can preach, which we do, about the team, and roles and so forth. And I tell the parents in our spring meeting, on varsity, we don't have a guarantee everyone's going to play. We
right.
want to. As a coach, I want every kid to play. Usually that means you're winning. And so you're 100% right that when kids get a chance and they know if I practice hard, I can get in. It does definitely help you.
And I like whoever you put on your defensive line. This Volz is a good quarterback. We're watching him. He's got a good arm. He throw, but he had no time to set back there. You guys had whoever you had on the defensive line was coming, or your linebackers, and you're putting good pressure all night long.
Well, you guys have brought up our defense several times, and you know, lots of times we talk about Jason Morrow, but Ryan Pfefferly, who does our D-line, he was an All-American D-lineman at Defiance College. He's phenomenal. He's one of the best D-line coaches I've ever seen, and we're just lucky to have him, you know.
Right.
He's not a teacher. He's helping us out. And you've got Kelly Smith, who I played college ball with our linebackers, and then Darren Frechette kind of does both sides. So those guys up front, I mean, they get coached hard, and they're rip-roaring ready to go in every single game. And you've mentioned it before, like, it's not like we have a bunch of 6'4", you know, 250-pound guys across the front. We've got some smaller dudes, and they're still, you know, getting after the ball.
Yeah, it's fun. You got Petoskey next week. Now, we've heard, Coach, through the grapevine that game has got changed to Saturday. Have you heard anything to that effect?
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, COVID's done a lot of different things, and
right.
and there's an official shortage if
yeah.
people don't know. So if you want to go out and get your certification and help out the youth and be part of what's going on, unfortunately, they didn't have enough officials to cover the game next Friday, so it had to move to 3 o'clock on Saturday. And, you know, for us, we started the season. We played just about any time, any day
right.
already. So, you know, we'll load the bus and head up to a great stadium up north in Petoskey. And try to, you know, get back to work again and come away with a W.
We were curious as to if they made that call, you know, a full week. There's no chance that an official can pop up here and then in the next couple of days?
Excuse me. You would hope so. But, you know, we've tried, Coach Carmine, our athletic director,
right.
Jason Carmine, he's tried. You know, we've reached out.
Their AD's tried,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Their AD's tried. Everyone's tried. I mean, I you know, unfortunately, yeah, our kids, now they got to change work. You know, we
yeah.
got a lot of kids at work and all those sorts of things. And right now, no, the game's scheduled for Saturday at 3.
Great.
They've tried and tried and tried, and they just don't have anyone that they can get a full crew. We got to have 5 on varsity. You know, it's not like Pop Warner or JV. Maybe you can get away with 3 or 4.
Right.
So, you know, they can't get a full crew.
And what do you know about this Petoskey team? Now, they got waxed pretty good by Central, but a lot of teams are getting waxed by Central. You played them. It's a tough team. But this is a Petoskey team up until this game had been playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, they've been playing some good football. I think they lost to Gaylord last week.
Yeah.
Obviously, Central, you know, Central. They're gonna beat a lot of teams going forward, which is, I know the pride in Westside doesn't want to hear it, but helps us, you know, as far as points go,
right.
With them continuing to win. But Petoskey, you know, new coach, new set on offense. If you're used to watching them, just pound the ball and toss it one way or the other. We call it the snowplow. They're not running that. They're spread it out. You're going to see a similar offense to what we run. Their defense is still going to get after it like they have. And we've struggled. You know, last year we beat them pretty good the first time, had to play them again, and had to pull it out there. So they'll be ready for us. Again, you know, I think the fact that we're no longer in the conference, this is the last time they're going to play us, I think that means something too.
For sure.
Does it have them having a new coach or any team having a new coach present any obstacles because you don't really have trends or anything, or does that matter?
It does. I mean, I used to call our offense plays here. Coach Tester now calls them. So he doesn't have tendencies yet, right?
Right.
And our defensive coordinator, he is a data guy completely, and, you know, not having exactly 6 years of data on how they run things, it is a plus if you've got kind of that background. And you know, it's something we're going to have to deal with next year heading into a new conference. We know one team, but we don't know the rest of them.
Right.
That'll be interesting. Is that extra motivation for you? I know you got to get out of here, but I was thinking about that last week because now you're playing teams that this might be the last time you see them for a while. So is that extra motivation for you or extra motivation for them, or is it really not really a thought process?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's part of it. It's the last time we're going to play them. We've never lost to Alpena. That was definitely something we wanted to make sure we went out.
Right.
Them never beating us on varsity. You know, that's special to the kids. And you know, we're not in the conference anymore. And we want to make sure that, you know, we talk about it. And it goes back to the Muhammad Ali making people say your name. And we want to be able to walk off the field and people remember who we were.
Yeah, well, Coach, you've done a good job. You're 4-1 now after 5 weeks. Looking forward to the Saturday kickoff at 3 o'clock up in Petoskey.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Yep. We are.
All right. There you go. That was the interview with the head coach, Greg Vaughn, of the victorious TC West Titans. And, you know, Chad, obviously a big 40-0 win, a big rebound win after that tough game against Central. Central looks like they're steamrolling people, and they continue to do it. They had a great game last night also.
Yeah, but, a little bit more cheerful, Coach Vaughn.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could tell by the look on his face. And also just wanted to mention our Jimmy John's player of the week was Cody Oaks with that pick six from 49 yards out. So he was our Jimmy John's player of the week. We also had Vin Sofferdeen. He was our motivated player of the week, thanks to, of course, Fox Motors on that. And the parent of the week was Val Shillette. Val Shillette, parent of the week. So, but again, we're going to get into some more action. We're going to get into a few more interviews. We're going to call head coach Eric Tunney of the Grayling Vikings and talk about that game here. But you're listening to it here on WGRY 101.1, the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, and brought to you by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio.
The weather is brought to you by the Woodworker Shop in Cummins. Get custom cabinets, barnwood, flooring, exterior siding, and home decor, all for less than the big box stores. Stop by their showroom just north of Fairview or online at woodworkershop.com. Partly cloudy skies prevail Saturday with highs in the low to mid-60s. Wind is out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, and a slight chance of showers remains in the lower peninsula. Clouds decrease overnight, lows 50 to 55 degrees.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com.
Hello. Hey, Coach.
eMarsh. Welcome to eMarsh.
Hey, hear me? Coach?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Ray's Barbecue, Brew,
and Blues,
right on the river in downtown Grayling, is open for indoor service and carryout 7 days a week to satisfy the continuing demand for their legendary barbecue.
I'm barely here. I can hear the radio.
Can you hear me now?
Smoky goodness.
Yeah.
Open Monday through Saturday from.
It'll get better after the commercials are over.
So keep calm and hunker down at Ray's Barbecue, Brews, and Blues.
I can be louder.
Got a voice.
Riverside Patio. Your day will always be better with a visit to Ray's.
All right. Just a second.
They say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That saying is never more true than when it comes to your heating and cooling system. JP Heating of Northern Michigan, your local Amana dealer, is the expert when it comes to lowering your energy bill. And now JP Heating is making it even easier with affordable financing options, an energy-efficient Amana system, service second to none, competitive prices, and now financing options. Visit us at 1830 Dickerson Road in Gaylord or visit jpheating.com.
Hi, this is Diane, the owner of Permalog, Masonry Log Siding. Permalog is good for new homes as well as old for a unique, maintenance-free log siding. We custom design a look for your home with different colors and styles of log or a stone stucco finish. Are you ready for a new look on your home? Call us today and look no further than Permalog of Mayo. Visit us online at permalog.net.
All right, and we are back on the Bill Marsh Automotive Group Scoreboard Show. And we had quite a game in Kingsley last night where the Grayling Vikings traveled there and came up just a little short, 24-20. Kingsley came in 4-0, and the Grayling Vikings came in 3-1. It was a great battle in the Northern Michigan Football League Legends Division. And, boy, I'll tell you what, me and Scott were on the roof, and it was windy, it was a little chilly, and but boy, was there some hitting in that game, Rich.
Yeah, I can imagine, Chad, and you know, that's one of those games I kept getting feedback from Scott Nicholas throughout the game, and that was the big talk up in the press box at the TC West game. And so we have head coach Eric Tunney with us as well. Hey, Coach, I know you guys didn't win the game, but, man, you had all of Northern Michigan tuned in to that game, really wanting to find out what was going on, and the Vikings really played them tough.
Yeah, it was a heck of a high school football game. I don't know what you're talking about, Chad. It was a beautiful night for football.
We're on the road,
but, yeah, that's true. You're 20, 30 feet up in the air. Yeah, super, super physical game. We knew it was going to be that way. And, you know, we challenged our kids, and I love the way our kids play. They keep fighting. Had a lot of chances that we could have folded, but, our kids don't know that. It's not in their DNA. So, heck of a football game. And, you know, you want to come out on top with those, but we can learn a lot, and you know, it was a great playoff atmosphere and playoff caliber team. So I like where we're at. Obviously, you want to be 5-0, but we got some kids that can play. So love their attitude and how they attack.
Yeah, Coach. Didn't seem like there was any rust at all from the bye week. It seemed like Kingsley actually struggled more with discipline. 15 penalties for 135 yards, not what you usually get from a Tim Moore team.
No, they, it was tough both ways. You know, the refs didn't want to get it out of hand at all. And, you want to figure out ways to win games like that. Like our kids fight, and we got to learn from it, and we got a big one next week too against the Sioux.
Yeah, no rest for the wicked at all, Coach. I mean, this is a kind of a murderer's row here during your schedule for sure. And with the Sioux still coming up, and of course Ogemaw played them real tough last night. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. Were there any kids? A couple of kids. A unit that really stood out to you, Eric, that played really well last night?
I think we played well as a defensive unit. You know, you look at their scoring drives, they were 12, 13, you know, long drives. All of their drives really were, we didn't give up the big, huge chunk plays. You know, even their, not gotcha plays or trick plays or anything like that, but plays they don't normally run, our kids were tuned in. You know, I thought we executed pretty well. You know, defensively they throw a lot at us. I thought Ethan took some shots at quarterback, but, for a sophomore, he hangs in there and he makes good reads, and, you know, we, you know, Fish is a great athlete. He's a good asset, and obviously Millie, he's going to bust a couple. So, you know, overall, offensive line, I think, played pretty well, considering all the fronts you get and blitzes. And so, yeah, overall as a unit, just proud of our kids and the way they fight.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you look at the scores that Kingsley was putting up on teams. Basically, they're averaging around 45 points a game, and to hold them to 24, you guys really played them tough.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I thought it was going to come down to whoever had the ball last there, and obviously we did, and, you know, kind of came up a little short. But yeah, it's part of it and part of growing. I like how we're getting better each week. You know, coming off a quote-unquote bye week there, you never know. That's not something that's built in like in college or the NFL. So you don't know how teenage kids will respond, but, you know, I don't think we skipped a beat. And, you know, someone said it, like, we're you know, we saw that second half fight, which, you know, sometimes we haven't had early in the season in the past. So I like where we're at. Obviously, you want to be 5-0, like I said, but I'm not discouraged at all. I love our kids and how they fight, and I think we're getting better each week, and I think hopefully we'll peak at the right time.
Well, hey, Coach, our NCACU player of the game was Trevor Klein Johnson. Again, he just has a knack for making great plays, especially on fourth down when you really need him. That early fourth down play where he pressured the quarterback and caused him to overthrow it was just it was our heads-up play of the half. And just talk a little bit about Trevor's maturation and how he's become one of your, like, premier defensive players.
Yeah, he's really starting to get it mentally. I don't think he came off the field for a snap on offense or defense. And he's on a lot of our special teams too. So, you know, there's a lot to that. Being able to real feedback from me at the line, you know, in D line, aside from a kickoff or here or there. So yeah, he's definitely well. You know, and you expect that out of your seniors, to the guys who have been in the trenches for many years and figured the game out. And honestly, as a player, that's when football gets a lot of fun, when you can just not have to think and just react. And but yeah, definitely he's starting to play really well, and he's bringing others with him. So big help on the lines there for us.
And you got homecoming coming up this week against the Sioux. And, of course, I have a kid in high school. I know all the crazy things that happened during this week. And you just have to, I mean, how do you keep your kids focused?
Yeah, you know, I think going through last year, seeing what it takes to make a run in the playoffs, our kids are locked in. You know, you want them to have fun and participate, and you know, I think our school does a good job of being able to do that during the school day. So just having them focus, like, hey, enjoy it, have fun, don't do anything stupid. when we walk on the practice field, you know, we flip that switch and get ready to get better. So our kids do a good job of it, and you know, they're teenagers, but just keeping reminding them, and you know, hopefully the upperclassmen will help out with that. But not much of a concern. You know, as a coach, you love and hate homecoming. You know, you love having your former players come back and love the big crowd and seeing people you haven't seen in a while. But, you know, you want kids to rest and be focused. So it's a fine balance, but I think we've done a pretty good job of it.
Right, Coach. And as we mentioned, we have the Sioux coming to town, and a Sioux team that's really tough, and we really don't have a lot of history with them playing.
No, yeah, we're going to spend today and tomorrow trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to see and what we want to run. But, yeah, there's not a history of, hey, go back and look at back of film. So, yeah, I know they're big, they're physical, they want it, and they got. So we'll ask Kingsley and break that down and then flip the page and get ready for the Sioux.
All right, Coach, have a great homecoming week, and good luck with everything.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Yep, thanks, Eric. All right, that was head coach Eric Tunney of the Grayling Vikings joining us here. Again, they played undefeated Kingsley team tough to a 24-20 score, came up on the short end of it. But as Chad, as you called the game, you were there. You said they had their opportunities and just couldn't capitalize.
Well, and just like Coach Tunney said, it was like one of those situations where it was going to be whoever had the ball last, and unfortunately the last drive by Grayling came up a little bit short on an incomplete pass, and you know, it was right there.
Right.
One of those you've called a million games.
Sure.
You know, you can feel it. It's and I know I know the kids. You know, I played the high school football,
right?
And you can feel the disappointment. And all Kingsley had to do was get one first down. They did so. Coach Tunney brought this up too about the defense not giving up those chunk plays. I called it like a death by a thousand, you know, pricks.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
But it was just like it. You know, 4 yards here, 5 yards there, and it was just all the way down the field.
Move
it
the chains. Yep. Just time consuming.
Low depth.
Yeah.
And that's what their offense is.
Right.
I mean, that's what Tim Moore does. He just it's a three card Monty back there.
Yeah.
You know, a straight tee, and you don't know who's going to get the ball. It's all kinds of fakes. And
I call it taking air out of the football, because they're just going to, like you said, that tee is just, it's so deceptive, and they're so good at carrying out their play fakes that you literally have to, guys are assigned to hit certain people. You have to hit that person no matter what, because you don't know if they have the ball or not.
And they got a big fullback named Brett Peterson. His brother was actually the GLIAC player.
Oh, wow.
Last week for Grand Valley. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that's a big kid. He had a huge run in the third quarter, scored, and he had a defensive back hanging. It was like a John Riggins type run.
Right.
He had a defensive back hanging from his leg. And he just shook him off at about the 5 and then just ran into the end zone.
Wow.
And that was probably about the biggest play they had. Like I said, it was just a lot of 4 and 5 yard, you know, just right up the middle off tackle. And then, of course, Hessam, the quarterback, Gage Hessam, could, you know, roll out every once in a while and throw
right.
the occasional pass, and that would catch you off guard.
Sure, keep that defense honest, because after you've ran, say, 12 runs in a row, you just start, naturally, you start cheating up, and you're coming up, safeties come up, the DBs start looking to the run areas and all that, and then you take that one step too far, and then all of a sudden you realize he's rolling out, and your guy's running by you, and it's like, oh no. You know, that happens a lot.
Exactly. But I will say this. I think Coach Tunney and Coach Kozowski did a great job of getting their defense ready. Like you said, I mean, they were averaging like 45 points
right.
a game, and really did a great job of bending and not breaking. They stopped them on a couple of key drives, and that kept them in the game, forced them to punt. And I really got to give it up for the coaching staff of Grayling and the kids. I mean, they
yes.
really showed a lot of heart.
It was.
I know there's no such thing as moral victory.
No, for sure. But these kids showed that they could play with a Kingsley team who was expected to make a deep run in the playoffs, similar to St. Francis. You know, another team that their two losses that Grayling has are to teams that are both undefeated still, who are going to meet up here in a couple of weeks. That's going to be a great game.
Great game, yep.
And but still, these are very good teams. Grayling is still a very good team. And it was a game last night. They had the lead a couple of different times.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like Kingsley got out to a big lead and Grayling came back. They went back and forth.
It's all battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the game against the Sioux. And I just want to put a bow on the Grayling game. The three touchdowns that were scored by Grayling, a 26-yard quarterback draw by the Wildcat, Anthony Fisher. They brought him in quite a bit last night to run that RPO with Millie and David Milliken, senior David Milliken,
right.
running back, sorry. Don't want to get too carried away with the nicknames, in case Jerry Coyne's listening on an airplane right now. But they ran that to perfection. Anthony Fisher also had a 63-yard touchdown run that got called back because of a penalty. Did really well. Ethan Kaharick had a touchdown pass to Dylan Craig. And, of course, you can't have a Grayling football game without David Milliken scoring a touchdown. So
right.
He had a 17-yard run in the third quarter for a TD. So, and great, just great play by Trevor Klein Johnson. Great to have Sparty Skillern back on the field last night. He made
sure.
some big defensive plays. David Milliken and Anthony Fisher led him in tackles. And just Dylan Craig, I think, had three catches unofficially. We didn't have Tim Zagilla last night. So
okay, right.
Pass, but they looked really, really good. Like I said, the bending, not breaking. So they got the Sioux come up this week, and we'll talk a little bit about it on the scores. But the Sioux had their hands full with Ogama High.
They did, yeah. Ogama really played them tough. And this is the Ogama team that right now seems to be getting their feet under them. They had a tough start to the season, but traditionally, Ogama, very tough to play, even when their record may not show it. There are very big kids, usually very physical. So, yeah, that's a real interesting game. So, Chad, we're going to probably go to break here now, and then we'll talk to Kevin O'Connell from Gaylord St. Mary's. His team, they took on Onaway last night, had a big 42-6 win. But right now you're listening to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And thank you.
If you're naturally concerned for others, the older adults of Crawford County need you. The Crawford County Commission on Aging is hiring for a variety of positions. Most are full-time that come with full benefits, health insurance, retirement, and paid time off. Start a career that doesn't just give you a wage, but also a sense of fulfillment. Go to CrawfordCOA.org and click on About Us to submit your application. CrawfordCOA.org.
How can we stop opioid abuse? With wisdom, honesty, and love. With bravery, humility, truth, and most importantly, respect. With respect, we can stop the stigma. Opioid abuse doesn't care what race or gender you are, or how much money you have. It can affect any one of us. If you are a member of our tribal community and think you need help, we are here for you. Call the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians Behavioral Health at 231-242-1640.
This could be your new favorite place for breakfast. Moose and Stella's in downtown Kalkaska. Try the country skillet with a buttermilk biscuit layered with scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, caramelized onions, mushrooms, and topped with a creamy sausage gravy. Yeah, it's pretty darn good. Moose and Stella's is the place in Kalkaska for fresh brewed espressos or cappuccinos. Get more at mooseandstellas.com. Moose and Stella's Cafe for up north flavor.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show.
We'll be right with you, Coach.
Presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. And on the phone with us right now is the head football coach of the Gaylord St. Mary Snowbirds, Kevin O'Connell. Kevin, I tell you, a great way to spend a Friday night is with a big 42-6 victory over Onaway.
It was a great way to spend a Friday night. So, hey, why do I have to follow Cunny Money? That's a tough bit to follow, Rich.
I know. Well, here's the deal. We had to cut you short last week because we had time constraints. I wanted to give you as much time as possible, Kevin. So calling you around 10:30. You got a half an hour now, Kevin. Go.
Let's get. Oh, that's awesome. No, I think the boys played well last night. Onaway's a little down. I mean, they're not as strong as they were last year. Last year they were undefeated, and they got some younger players, but they're scrappy, they're tough, and they were a good opponent. We played well. We had some good things on offense, some good things on defense, some obviously some things we need to clean up, but by and large, I'm happy with the win, and I'm happy that we came out healthy and ready to go into next week.
Right. Coach, you know, after the first week where you guys, you know, took it on the chin against a very good Pickford team, you've reeled off four wins in a row, Kevin, and you got these guys cruising right along, right where you want them.
Well, the loss against Pickford revealed a lot. And we, you know, it wasn't personnel. I just thought we had a lot of inexperience on the field, and starting out with a real physical game against Pickford revealed a lot as far as physicality and the necessity to play the game, as well as our scheme. We had to modify some things that just weren't working and that probably weren't going to work further down the road. So we tweaked some things. So, yeah, I think the loss against Pickford week one just was huge for us. It revealed a lot. We've been able to get better since. So we're happy.
Yeah, Coach, who are some of the kids that are standing out to you that are really working hard and are showing the growth?
I think as a unit, I really like our offensive line. They're tight. They're cohesive. They're just a great group of kids, and they love to run the ball. They're physical. They're just an awesome group of young men that are unselfish, and they just embrace the physicality of the game. They love to run the ball. When we pass, they don't like it. They would rather run the ball. So I would say individually, Gavin Bebel really stepped up as a quarterback. He's an outstanding running back, but moving to a quarterback position is sometimes difficult, and recognizing presence in the pocket and rushing things. Last night, I think he did real well passing the ball. He was very accurate, and he showed a lot more patience throwing the ball, willing to take the hit and get the ball released. So his maturity and growth there was huge. And then sophomore Dylan Croft continues to just, you know, open people's eyes. He's a good running back, but, you know, being a defensive guy, I like him as a linebacker because he's tough, he's downhill, he's physical, and he's a heck of a football player, and his IQ was through the roof. So I think those two kids individually, stood out to me after the game.
Hey, Coach, this is Chad Patterson. I'm the voice of Grayling Vikings football. I'm in for Jerry Coyne this week. I just want to throw out Gavin's stats for you because pretty eye-popping numbers. He had 14 carries for 129 yards and 3 TDs, and accurate, as you said, 8 for 11 for 197 yards. You guys put up 503 yards as an offense and your defense played well, only giving up 123 yards. So I just wanted you to, you know, really hear, if you hadn't yet, what your team did offensively and defensively.
I appreciate that. No disrespect, but the staff are great. But Gavin will be the first one to tell you the only thing that he cares about is the W and the scoreboard at the end of the game. So, and he's an unselfish player. And you're right. He was very accurate. And I think the three balls that were not completed were drop balls. So he continues to really grow in that quarterback role. And it's nice to see. He's a patient runner. He's shifty. He's not fast. I mean, he's not going to burn you in the 100. But he's shifty. He's elusive. And he's just got great IQ. He's a basketball kid, and he plays point guard. So, you know, you put a point guard at quarterback or as a running back, and he's shifty. He's got good presence. He feels things like he sees the court. And that's nice to have, just to have that vision is great to have, and it's a great quality for him.
For sure, Coach. Looking at the schedule here, Kevin, you got a big game against Pelston next week. Looks like they're a high-scoring team. They play tough defense as well. Really looking forward to that matchup.
We are as well, Rich. We are as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it very much. They got us last year. And, you know, make no mistake, they beat us last year, but this is not a revenge game by any means. They got good folks. They returned their quarterback, Isaiah Crawford, who was a little dinged up, and they kept him out in the Atlanta game. And his little brother stepped in and really did a nice job. We got a real nice running back, this Garrett Cameron kid, who he's built low to the ground, thick, runs really hard, plays linebacker. He's a tough tackle and decent hands out of the backfield, too. And they got a real nice tight end, number 44, Landon, I think is his last name. Good-looking kid, 6'4", 215. Big, physical, you know, he plays tight end, he's a good blocker, but he is seriously a mismatch for us when they flex him out and put him as a, you know, an X. And we're going to have to work on that. So, yeah, they got folks. They can put it on the, they can put points on the board and they can quick strike you or pound it, you know, pound it. So, yeah, we got our work cut out for us, but we're coming into it relatively healthy, and we look forward to it. We know it's going to be a short week, too. It's a Thursday night game as opposed to a Friday.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll know, like you said, Thursday night about that big game. Yeah, that is a tough one. When the NFL moves your game to Thursday night, Coach, that's you adjust accordingly. So, hey,
it's
Coach.
Funny. Yeah, that's the reason, too.
I know, exactly. That's what I know. I can read that. But you and I, we've had enough talks, Kevin, through the years. I know exactly what you're thinking, buddy. Hey, Coach, looking at the Ski Valley 8-man conference, man, you got you guys, you know, Inland Lakes, Pelston, all of you guys are undefeated at the top of that conference. Is that kind of what you expected going into the season? Are there any real surprises at all?
No, quite honestly, that is what I expected. The other one is Central Lake, and Central Lake is a tough team, and they got things going. Granted, they ran through their meat grinder early in the season. I think they're going to finish 6-3 and probably maybe get into the playoffs. They're tough. But to answer your question, yeah, I kind of figured Pelton and I-Lakes. I-Lakes is, you know, they got good numbers. They're big. They're physical. They got nice kids. And, yeah, we're just kind of happy to be mentioned in that group. But, yeah, the next few weeks for us are going to be good because we have Pelston and then Rudyard, and we finish up with I-Lakes week 9. So,
right.
Yeah, we get our gauntlet at the end of the year.
Now, Coach, we're with head coach Kevin O'Connell from the Gaylord Snowbirds. Kevin, with a Thursday night game, with it being a day earlier than normal, will you adjust the practice schedule now? Will you actually do it like a Sunday evening get-together for a walkthrough or anything like that?
Rich, as a Catholic, you know the answer to that. We don't do anything on Sundays.
Sorry, but okay, all right. I know. I didn't know what was going to win out, either the head football coach or the Catholic coach, you don't like to intermix both. I get it.
I'm never going to win that battle, and I don't even test it, so I know the rules on that one. So,
right.
No, I think we'll probably extend it a little bit on Monday.
Okay.
And get a little bit more. So, you know, we kind of know what they're going to do, but we'll probably extend Monday a little bit longer and kind of abbreviate our pregame, which would be a Thursday, and still get real physical on Tuesday and Wednesday and stay healthy and go into it. So it's not as if, you know, we haven't seen them and we don't know what we're expecting, but we just have to, you know, get better at the little things. And I don't think we're going to modify too much in our practice schedule, Rich.
Right. Okay. Hey, I love a man of conviction. I love it, Kevin.
Thanks, Rich.
All right. Head coach Kevin O'Connell of the victorious Gaylord St. Mary's Snowbirds, taking on an undefeated Pelston team on Thursday night. Is that at home or up in Pelston?
It's up there. It's up there, Rich. It's their new facility. So it'll be good.
That is good. Yeah, you get to check that out. It's always nice to go to these new facilities and check them out. That's awesome. Best of luck to you and the team, Kevin.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. All right. Always love Kevin O'Connell, of course, for years was the Grayling Viking defensive coordinator. I got to know Kevin. I was still calling the Grayling games during that time. He's a guy that relates to his team so well. He's got a similar personality to an Eric Tunney, where he just gets to know these kids. The kids will go through a wall for him, literally, and it just is. So he's went up to St. Mary's and done a great job with that program, and just an incredible human being, as you can tell.
Well, he seems so joyful all the time. I mean, I realize we talked to him after wins the last 3 weeks. But just seems like a fun guy to be around, just constantly, you know, laughing and really, I mean, probably a good spirit in the locker room, too, for his kids. And you can tell that he just gives it all up for the school and the kids.
He does. Absolutely. Great family man, as you can tell. Just everything about him, Kevin O'Connell, he's the real deal. He's as good a human being as he is a head football coach. So.
Well, how about that Thursday night game against probably, I mean, this time of year you start thinking about conference championship.
You do, absolutely.
You're in the middle of your season. Really, Pelston, and like he said, I-Lakes, Inland Lakes, Pelston, yeah, and Gaylord St. Mary's, they're the teams that are going to be going for it. And it's your kids are already keyed up. You know, they know that Pelston is that team.
Right.
They didn't look past them this week when they played Onaway. They took care of business against Onaway. But, you know, like being keyed up as they are, they're probably okay with it, the game being on Thursday. Let's get in the cage and fight it out.
You look at the teams that St. Mary's is tied with in the Ski Valley 8-man conference, okay? Pelston has put up 248 points in their 5 wins.
Wow.
Inland Lakes has put up 329.
Wow.
So almost 80 points more than what Pelston has put up. The St. Mary's, not as nearly as high scoring. They play tough deep, only given up 76 points defensively and scored 201 points in their 4 wins. So, yeah, that both Pelston and Inland Lakes, those are some offensive juggernauts. And if you haven't seen an 8-man football game, I tell you what, it's a track meet. It is when the kids get, they shrink the field a little bit, obviously, because you have less players than the 11-man, so that makes sense. But a lot of it is, man, there are big plays. It's like, I call it fast breaks like a basketball team. They're going up and down the field. It is just, you have to be in good shape. And if you have a few good blockers up front and some good skill guys that can get to the outside, you better know how to solo tackle in 8-man football, because you don't have a big group of guys coming in to try to help you out. So that's what I have seen as the key ingredients to good 8-man football.
Well, I think you would see good 8-man football on Thursday night in Pelston when Pelston takes on this Gaylord St. Mary's team. So if you can get up there, go definitely check it out.
Yeah, that's exactly. When you can get high school football, good high school football on a Thursday night to get you warmed up for the Friday games, all of that. And also, speaking of that, we have a great Saturday game today.
Oh,
with
yeah.
A big one in the Northern Michigan Football League. No longer in the same division, but still, you know, big battle there between undefeated Boyne City and also undefeated Traverse City St. Francis. So.
And the Ramblers are always tough.
So are
the Glads.
Right.
But, man, that would be quite a battle to watch.
For sure. That's good. That's going to be a great game over at Thurlby Field, a 1 o'clock kickoff there. If you get a chance and you're in the Traverse City area, stop by and take a look at that. They just put up their new big video board up there, too.
Oh, it's a beautiful facility.
They put a big video board up there. They had it basically just in basic mode last night. They didn't have any replays or things like that, but they had advertising going over. They're still getting some things worked out with it. But I think by next week, they're going to have it all fixed up, so you're going to see all kinds of video replay. So that's, of course, as referees, you always kind of question if there's a controversial call and it goes against the home team and they got the video replay right there. That's always an interesting dynamic when you hear the crowd all of a sudden go, oh, you know, they just like, oh, you missed that one. But
well, Boyne City has that great program.
They do.
If their high school students run that and they have a video board. And that's always interesting doing a game there because they're quick, like you said, they're quick to show the replay.
Right.
And, the referee's got to be holding their breath.
It's so funny going to these high school games that have these video boards because everyone's, you see all their heads looking at the play. And then after the play, they all turn to the video board immediately. It's like a tennis match, you know, where your people's heads turn like that. Same thing in football. They go to the replay board and want to see what happened on that play.
Well, I don't know if you remember a few years ago when Grayling went to Reed City for a playoff game.
Right.
They had a big video board at their field.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember this because you were up in the press box.
Right.
Do you remember who was running the video board?
I do not.
The kid was like 12 years old.
Oh.
I had this middle school kid sitting next to me. I was wondering what he was doing. He was running the video. So I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
A bunch of
adults around. No,
right.
Put the kid on the video board.
Because he'll know what's going on. He'll figure things out. These kids now with video games, all this high-tech stuff, they know things far more than we do, Chad. They're amazing. They're incredible how they just soak all this stuff up. And
yeah, let's spend a bunch of money on equipment and give it to the kids.
Absolutely.
Right.
So let's take our final break of the show, Chad. Usually we'd have Coach Eric Sugars of Traverse City Central. He's taking a TO here. He's getting a timeout because
sounds like Tom Izzo.
He does, exactly, after a big win. And so, yeah, Coach Sugar, he couldn't go today because he's lost his voice. So that's okay. After this break, we'll be able to go over some scores and talk about some upcoming games and things like that. You're listening to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Marsh, Jr. Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And thank you.
Bare Naked Ladies. Friday night, October 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The Detour to Fourth Store with Bare Naked Ladies live.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Tickets start at $44. On sale now at the box office or online at etix.com. Get your pop party rolling with Bare Naked Ladies, Friday, October 1st. Bare Naked Ladies, live at Soaring Eagle. Tickets on sale now. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Prepare your lawn for winter dormancy with Menards Premium Fall Lawn Food. It's formulated to provide the needed nutrients to help ensure a healthy lawn come springtime. A 17-pound bag covering up to 5,000 square feet is only $9.99 after sale price and 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to meet friends and family inside comfy Bentham's Northern Inn or out on their beautiful backyard patio. The fresh, delicious offerings from the famous Bentham Kitchen include a new dinner and appetizer special every day. Bentham's is open at 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Reservations are highly recommended. Visit Bentham's.com to reserve your table. Experience true excellence at Bentham's Northern Inn. The food you love, the place you trust.
That sound? That's flowers putting up a fight. Thousands of them as the Alzheimer's Association walk to end Alzheimer's, carried by people committed to the cause. It doesn't matter what obstacles are in their way. Just like flowers, our participants keep going, raising funds and awareness for a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Now it's time to add your flower. Join us at alz.org/walk.
It's the feeling you get when the sun rises and you have another day on the water. The laughter you hear as your kids play in the waves. The look from your loved one as you watch the sunset. It's the details that make the memories. That's why we chose Barletta pontoons. From the feel of the fabric and the use of space to the little touches designed to make your experience better. Time doesn't wait. Live in the moment. Pioneer Hills Marine, making memories priceless.
Tune in to Up North Sports Radio for U of M football.
Sponsored in part by X-Golf of Traverse City. If it were any more real, you'd be wearing sunscreen. XGolfTraverseCity.com.
Up North Sports Radio, home of U of M football.
All right, and we are back with the Bill Marsh Automotive Group Scoreboard Show. We're going to go over some scores right now, and Coach Eric Sugars couldn't join us earlier, Rich, because he didn't have a voice, but he had a big victory last night, 56-0 against Petoskey.
Right.
And we thought Petoskey was, they came out of the gate at 3-0, and we thought they were going to be one of the tougher teams. But Traverse City Central, the Trojans just took over that game.
They did, absolutely. Go out there to that beautiful facility up in Petoskey. That's where we Traverse City West goes next week. Again, that game has been changed to next Saturday because of a lack of officials on Friday. So, again, TC West Petoskey game will be at 3 o'clock next Saturday, a week from today. But you have some stats from the TC Central game,
yeah,
Chad.
It looked like an overall team effort. I mean, everybody got involved in it. You know, of course, Josh Burnham, we talked about what a great player he is. You got to see him play.
Right.
And he rushed for 140 yards, and he passed for 86, had two touchdown passes to Bordeaux, and Dante Williams had a six-yard touchdown reception, and one of my favorite names in football, Ryan Seabass.
I'd
do all kinds of things with that, I'm sure.
Absolutely, you would.
He had 9 carries for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns, and they had a couple other backs go for 77. I think Boer had, I hope I'm saying his name right, he had 34 yards on the ground, so everybody got involved, and their kicker went 8 for 8, and I can't remember his, Everest, somebody, I can't remember the last name.
Right. But hey, he's 8 for 8.
8 for 8 on PATs. So,
he had to ice down his leg last night.
Absolutely.
With PATs,
absolutely.
For sure.
But overall team effort, and even Coach Sugars, you know, gets huge credit for that win because he sacrificed his voice.
He did, exactly. Yeah, just can't go here today. But he's joined us each and every week, and we appreciate Coach Eric Sugars. Yeah, I'll go over a few scores here in the Great Lakes 8 Conference here. That's, of course, the eastern part of the UP. Unfortunately, two of the games had to get canceled because of COVID issues with the Engadine and Pickford. So, of course, Brimley and Superior Central get the 2-0 win. How the MHSAA comes up with this formula, 2-0, I don't know. But anyway, when one team forfeits, the other team gets an automatic 2-0 win. But a close game between Newberry and Rudyard. Newberry won that 34-28.
Oh, that sounds like a barn burner right
there. No question. So good game there. Ski Valley, we'll go over some other scores. Of course, we talked to head football coach Kevin O'Connell of the St. Mary Snowbirds. They won 42-6. Inland Lakes, they continue to roll as they won 53-0 over Forest Area. Again, they still are coming up on St. Mary's schedule later in the season. In the West Michigan D League, Marion all over Baldwin, 54-12. In other action in the Big North, Cadillac and Gaylord met up. Gaylord gave them a battle, and good for they lost 22-0. But I tell you, Cadillac went into that game heavily favored. And the Gaylord Blue Devils, now last week they beat Petoskey in a low-scoring game, 10-7. They're playing good football right now, and good for them. They're a real young team. I know that there's freshmen that are playing on varsity right now at Gaylord High on the line. So there's some, real, real young team. They don't have huge numbers on their varsity level right now, but on both freshmen and JV, they have big, big numbers. So look out in the future for the Gaylord Blue Devils because they're coming.
Well, and Cadillac has a big matchup next week against those Traverse City Central Trojans.
They do, and probably Coach Eric Sugars, of any voice he may have had today, he wanted to save it for that game because he knows he's in for a physical battle with them.
Absolutely. The Vikings are playing well.
They are. Okay. Let's also go down here, checking out the Lakes 8 Conference. Ludington, all over Muskegon Heights, 41-12. Carson City Crystal, 53-Coleman. They had 30. In the Jack Pine Conference, no surprise here, Clare rolling along.
Clare is playing really well.
They won 55-0 over Pin County. And look for the matchup with them and Gladwin this year.
I was
going
to say, you got to talk about the D's, right?
Gladwin won 56-0 over Sanford Meridian.
They're putting up a lot of points.
They are. The Flying G's are a team to be reckoned with this year, and they play in, I believe, 2 weeks. So Gladwin Clare going to be a great matchup. Also, Harrison got a big win over Beaverton. They won 24-13. In the Highland Conference, Beale City, in a matchup of two ranked teams, Beale City, they absolutely dominated this game. They won 55-20 over Everett. Kind of no score, though, right now from the Roscommon-Holton Lake game, the Battle of Roscommon County.
I couldn't find a score either.
I know. That was a bummer because I always loved that two teams inside the same county in northern Michigan. I love it. That's always a great rivalry.
Well, you've heard some. I've heard some serious stories about police being involved. That week is. That week can get ugly.
It can get very ugly. Both teams down a little bit this year, but it doesn't take away the rivalry that they have. That's a fun rivalry for sure. McBain all over Lake City, 48-22, and Manton crushed Pine River, 48-14. In some other scores, Reed City, they played Big Rapids. They beat them 22-7. Central Montcalm over Chip Hills, 27-7. Grant and Fremont had a good ball game. Grant comes out on the long end of it with a 20-14 victory. Nuevo and Tri-County wins 22-14. In some other Northern Michigan Football League scores, Charlevoix took care of Glen Lake 30-18. Charlevoix continues to roll. That's a good football team again this year. Glen Lake on a little bit of a rebuild.
Yep, and Glen Lake will be back. Don't worry.
Yeah.
They always rebuild.
They will, absolutely. And good athletes. Yeah, that's a team, of course, just in the last few years has been down to Ford Field playing for state championships and things. Real interesting side note. I'll let Chad get into the details of it. Mancelona continues to be undefeated. They won 14-8 over Kalkaska, but you have some details.
Oh, yeah. Kalkaska did lose to Mancelona last night, but it was in the last second. The walk-off, you know, we always talk about walk-off home runs in baseball.
Yes.
It was a walk-off touchdown pass by Mancelona in the final seconds. I can't even imagine being in that position. I bet there are a lot of Kalkaska Blazers lying on the field, pounding the turf when that kind of thing happens. But, you know, that when you watch a game like that, much like the Kingsley-Grayling game last
right.
night, you know, it's a shame one team has to lose those games because both teams are fighting like prize fighters, and Mancelona comes out on top on the walk-off touchdown pass.
The walk-off touchdown, and two teams that you wouldn't expect that close of a game. Mancelona undefeated going in, still undefeated now, obviously. And Kalkaska, a team that hadn't won prior to this year in like 3.5-4 years, got their first win in a long time over Elk Rapids in overtime in their first game. Had a COVID week last week, couldn't play, and now they come out and play Mancelona really tough. So,
well, Coach Wilkinson's got them playing tough football.
He is one of those guys. I love Coach Wilkinson.
Yeah, great guy.
His second time back through the rotation of coaching those guys, spent some time in the youth football league with his kids. So good for him being back. Trust me, he'll get Kalkaska back, pointed the right direction.
And I watched his son play over 7th and 8th grade ball on Tuesday, and he's a good player.
I can imagine. Yeah, Coach Wilkinson, he played collegiately, all of that. So that's let me go. Just real quick, we're almost at the time here. We got to close out. Of course, we're going to go around the Northern Michigan Football League. We have to. Sheboygan won big over Tawa, 60-28. Of course, Grayling Kingsley, we know that, 24-20 in a hard-fought game. And again, Sault Ste. Marie won a low-scoring affair, 14-6 over Ogemaw Heights. So that rounds out the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Chad Patterson, great job filling in today.
Thank you. Appreciate you
coming in, bud.
Thank you very much. All right.
All right, we're going to go back to CBS Sports Radio now. Chad, we'll be right back here at 10 a.m. next Saturday for the High School Scoreboard Show.
This has been the Northern Michigan High School Sports Scoreboard Show, presented by Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. with host Rich Culkin. Nobody loves high school sports like Up North Sports Radio.